40 years ago today, on a patch of hallowed grass, Marty took a swipe at me
and sent him on his bus.
We all bleed blue, the Star Blues Choir, State of Origin 1. It's in Adelaide. It was almost 3 years ago when it was revealed the match would be held in Adelaide. A lot of Queensland MPs were so incensed that they wore maroon armbands into Parliament, and it did raise a lot of eyebrows, even on what they call the Barassi line, that imaginary demarcation dividing Australia's predominantly AFL areas from those dominated by the NRL. There was a South Australian commented recently on Twitter, who let State of Origin on the hallowed turf of the Adelaide Oval? Well, they have for the very first time.
Well, Perth was a massive success, so why wouldn't Adelaide
Well, they played plenty of NRL games over there and had a team there for a while as well. Joining us now is assistant coach for the New South Wales Blues, Danny Badiris. Morning, Danny.
Good morning. How are we going, guys?
Oh, very well, thank you, Danny. So what is the feeling like in Adelaide? Are they, which way are they swinging, maroon or blue?
Well, we're not down there yet. So it's all these new protocols that have been in place. So we fly in there, we've got about 10:30, we leave Sydney and then get there for about 12:30, bunker down for a couple of hours and then head on into the ground and fly back tonight. So it's a bit of a mission to get down and back. It's going to be a long day, but it's going to be, I'm sure, a good performance.
All right.
I'm looking forward to it.
By comparison to pre-COVID times, what would normally have been the plan? You would have gone down there a couple of days ago?
Yeah, would have gone down probably Sunday morning or Monday morning and then left Thursday. But we'll get in at probably about 3:30 tomorrow morning, which it's a huge day, big day.
Okay, so you're feeling confident, the team feeling confident?
Well, yeah, we're prepared well. So, you know, it's Origin, so... as you spoke about there, 40 years of Origin, there's been a lot of upsets, there's been a lot of different things that can happen in Origin, so we're prepared and looking forward to getting down there. It was very hot down there yesterday. I think today it's going to be a lot cooler and maybe a fair chance of rain, so a little bit content with, but the boys are ready.
And have you finalised the 17-man squad?
We will soon, yeah, so we've got an understanding where we're going to go with that, obviously, but... we don't have to name that till right up to an hour before the game. So we've got a good squad there, a squad that's all hungry to be in the team. And we've got 27 in our squad this year, which is fantastic because you get to bring some young ones in and breed that Origin mentality into them. And but I'm sure you'll see a deep squad needed to win this series this year.
Daniel Safidi made his debut for New South Wales last year. A lot of people surprised that he was even selected. I don't think Andrew Johns had him in any squad, but it looks like he will be in the run-on team for tonight's game.
Well, from our point of view, I guess the thing of value here in the Blues camp is what Daniel Safidi sort of brings every game, and from defence to attack, Saf is someone that we really value. We put together a program over here for the last couple of years, and the stats that matter and the things we want to be known for, and Saf's always right in amongst those ones. So, he gets his chance tonight in that team, and looking forward to seeing the Newcastle flavour out there. That's only been Saf in the team, but I think he feels like he belongs this year and feels very, very comfortable here.
Good.
Danny, I saw an interview with Brad Fittler last week, when the whole anthem thing blew up, and he was very protective, shut it down almost immediately, saying that there will be no comment, no distraction. Are you getting that sort of sense? The morale is good in camp?
Yeah, definitely. I think, the song, we haven't spoken too much about the song, but we also made our... the last couple of years we've made our team song, which is good, so the boys like singing that one. So
yeah, we
a couple of options tonight.
We asked you to sing that last year and you wouldn't.
Well, I haven't heard too much about this year's as well. But no, it's exciting. I think it's a catchy, I heard Freddie singing it or mumbling it this morning in the interview, but I think it's a bit of a catchy tune. We all bleed blue. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. We all bleed blue. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Now, look, we don't want to talk politics, but it's going to creep in inevitably that there will be a few players that won't sing the national anthem. Are you expecting that?
No, we haven't even addressed it as a team.
Yeah.
All we have done is we've addressed last year, I guess, with someone that's been to us at the first day of our camp and what it means to not just play for New South Wales, but represent New South Wales. And I really struck a chord with everyone. It's probably some of the best messages I've heard in and around anthems and different things around that. So the players are all united, we're all one, and we're young again.
All right. You're enjoying being hot favourites?
I don't know. Once again, I'm not sure. The bunker is the bubble, Rich. You don't hear much around what's going on in around, papers, what's going on with odds and whatever. But I think the best thing is, once again, I'll say it, we're prepared for it.
Yeah. All right, mate. Look, thank you very much for having a chat with us again. You'll be flying out, what did you say, about 10 o'clock this morning?
Yeah, we'll leave at 10:30. I'll get some banks down and get a flight down there. And I think we have a couple of hours in a hotel and head on into the ground, which is beautiful. It's just a shame, obviously, because my family, my wife comes from down there, so I didn't have the chance to get down there and experience the season that they've got to offer. And,
yeah.
But I'm sure we'll be down over Christmas time.
Good, good. All right, mate. Thank you very
much.
The Blues. Yeah, go the Blues. Thanks for having a chat with us. All the
see
best.
Guys.
Okay, mate. Bye. Danny Medeiros, assistant Blues coach. Apologies about the line there. It was pretty ordinary, unfortunately.